The first week of the fall veto session went by with little of substance accomplished, but what the General Assembly didn't touch then is back now, like tax packages designed to keep companies like Archer Daniels Midland headquartered in Illinois. It also appears the sponsor of stalled same-sex marriage legislation is leaning toward calling it for a vote in the House. And then there's the long-awaited prospect of a pension overhaul. Representative Elaine Nekritz, the House Democrats' lead on pensions, says since the first half of the veto session,
there has been quite a bit of progress because the issues keep narrowing. And as long as to my mind, as long as people are at the table and the issues keep narrowing, we're making progress.
But with no deal imminent, legislators could go home this week with Illinois' underfunded retirement systems left in the status quo. And despite a push to toughen penalties for carrying a gun illegally, opposition might stop that, too. I'm Amanda Vinicky.